And now Springbok Radio invites you to lean back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the bowler, Bronnie and Briefcase Brigade.
Let's stop the ministry.
Once again, our story takes us to that hive of industry, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall. There we find Senior Executive Roland Lennox Brown, his normal, industrious, ebullient self.
Have you finished that report for Sir Gregory yet, number two?
I'm doing my best, number one. But you aren't helping very much, you know.
I'm not quite fully fit after my 3 weeks sick leave. I just sit at my desk doing nothing.
You've been doing that for years.
Yes. You know, but these days I don't enjoy it. Oh, and I'm afraid I'm a little out of sorts, number two. In fact, my wife even says I've been sleepwalking recently.
Oh, well, that'll do you good.
Do me good? Walking in my sleep?
Yes, of course. That way you get your rest and your exercise at the same time.
Die Oka biedt u. Die Oka februari landweerverkoping wat komende dinsdag begin. Met duizenden winstkopies in alle afdelings. Kleren zoals halflengte nylon onderrokken voor dames slechts €1.30. Groot toestellen zoals een Keldenheiter 3 kilogram tuimeldroer teen slechts €199 exclusief. Alles in die OK februari landweerverkoping wat komende dinsdag begin.
You've worked hard all week. It's Sunday, time to rest. And you can't very well rest if you spend all the time in the kitchen. That's why Enterprise meat products are such a good idea for Sunday lunch. They're easy to prepare and made from only the choicest ingredients. So give your family Enterprise and make Sunday your day of rest too.
Enterprise meats. They're grandma good.
Great taste in the morning.
Kellogg's.
Great taste in the morning.
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's has the great taste going to get you up and winning. Vitamins and iron to make such a fine beginning.
Kellogg's All Bran Flakes help keep you regular and healthy. But you'll love them because they taste so good. Yes, there's lots of goodness in a little Kellogg's All Bran.
Great taste in the morning.
Kellogg's.
Great taste in the morning.
Kellogg's.
I just don't know what it is, number two, but these days I haven't any energy at all.
What about that book Mildred gave you? The Key to Dynamic Health.
Well, I couldn't really be bothered to open it.
Well, I owe my boundless energy to Snetherthwaite's Health and Nature Club, you know. These seaweed tablets, for instance, two. Just two of these will give you enough energy to... Well, to...
To throw the rest of the packet away?
Yes, I mean, no, of course.
May's it here. Tea is here.
Oh, it leavens is. Thank you very much, Mildred.
No tea for me, thank you, Mildred. I'll stick to Snetherthwaite's wheat germ and rhubarb posset.
I bet you stick to it. Looks like blooming glue.
Really? You can scoff, Mildred. In fact, you always do at Elevens's. But my posset is packed with power.
Yes, well, let's hope it gives you the stamina to finish that report the permanent undersecretary wanted yesterday.
Oh, I shouldn't think Sir Gregory will be worried about that, Mr. Lennox Brown. Not now.
Not now, but why not? And why not now?
Oh, haven't you heard? He's been and gone and went and bought a racehorse.
Good grief. Sir Gregory's bought a racehorse, but whatever for, I wonder.
To race, I should think.
Now then, you two.
Well, speak of the... Devilish nice to see you, Sir Gregory. And what can we do for you?
You can deliver that report you should have finished by now.
Yes, of course. Well, it's, well, that is, it's...
Yes, I thought it isn't finished.
Well, it's actually, my number two is in charge of that, actually.
All right, Lennox Brown, stop trying to pass the buck. Just get it finished and deliver it to the Ministry of Health for me tomorrow. I won't be able to go because I have to be down at Epsom. My little filly's being put through her paces.
Oh, Miss Bentwater at Epsom?
No, you fool. My other little filly, my new racehorse. Little Raver, she's called. She's entered at Epsom.
Oh, I see.
Congratulations, lad. Oh, and speaking of Miss Bentwater, would you leave us alone for a minute, Miss Murphy? I have a matter to discuss with Lennox Brown and Lammer. It's a man's matter.
Oh, do I have to, Sir Gregory?
You do, yes.
Oh, I will. All right, then.
Don't worry, Mildred. I'll tell you all about it later.
You know nothing of the sort.
Yes, I'll do nothing of the sort, Mildred. Oh, fancy asking like that.
But I just... Oh, blimey.
Now then. Miss Bentwater, tomorrow is the little minx's birthday.
Oh, is it really? I suppose she'll be 22 again.
Oh, shut up. Actually, I'd like to ask the pair of you a favour.
Ask away, Sir Gregory.
Well, you see, I've bought her this little gift. Look.
Oh, very nice, Sir Gregory. A lace handkerchief.
It isn't, you fool. It's a shorty peekaboo night dress.
I say.
So do I. Now, if I leave it in my office, Daphne might see it, so I wonder if I might leave it here for 24 hours.
We wouldn't want to embarrass the cleaners, you see, but look, we could put it out of sight in one of our facility boxes.
I'll leave it to your discretion. What?
Discretion it is, yes, Sir Gregory.
We're all men of the world with red blood in our veins, eh? We know what's what, what?
What?
With exceptions, of course. Mentioning no names, lad.
Oh, thank you very much, Sir Gregory.
Right, that's all. Carry on and try not to make a muck of anything.
Well, look at that, eh? There's so little material in that, she might just as well be wearing nothing at all.
Yes, all right, number two, that's enough. Put that nightdress in the box before you get overexcited.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Mr. Lamb, you're in a good mood this morning. Is something wrong?
Yeah, not at all, Mildred. It's just that I'm always in a good mood these days. It's thanks to my health foods, you know.
Go on.
No. A spoonful of nut and lentil syrup every hour. That's the secret.
Blimey, do you swallow it or do you rub it on?
Morning, number two. Oh. Morning, Mildred.
Good morning, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Morning, number one. You don't sound too happy this morning.
I'm not. I'm not feeling too well at all, actually. Had a very poor night. Barely 10 hours sleep.
Well, you are in bad shape. You need something from Mr. Snetherswaite's Health and Nature Club.
All right, I'll try anything if it'll make me bounce with health.
I tell you what, Snetherswaite's place is near the Ministry of Health. When I pop round there with the report, I'll drop in and ask him to recommend something. Well, Snetherswaite will know the answer. He's a health expert, a real keep fit type.
Morning, Mr. Snetherswaite.
Who's that? Who's that? Oh, it's you, Mr. Lamb.
It's Lamb, actually.
Oh, I see. Sorry, Mr. Lamb, actually. I have this slight problem with names, you know. My memory's not what it used to be, now.
Yes, I'm sure.
Now then, what can I do for you today, eh? Some macrobiotic ice cream, perhaps?
No. You see, my...
What about some dandelion and bran flakes, then? Keeps you on time, them stuff, yes.
Yes, I'm sure, but...
Tell you what I have got. Some more Brussels sprout tablets. How about some of those?
Actually, no, Mr. Snetherswaite. You see, this is a health problem.
Oh, dear. Not another of your unsightly blemishes.
Well, Well, after a fashion, yes. His name is Lennox Brown.
Oh, well, that's enough of a problem already.
he's one of my colleagues, you see, and he's in awful shape. He just slumps at his desk with his eyes staring and his mouth open, almost like a... Well, like a...
politician?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, a politician. He's got no energy.
Oh, then I've got just the thing. These brown and white pet pills, packed with stimulating vitamins. This large packet will last him for months.
Thank you very much, Mr. Snethersraith.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Yes, best energy pills on the market, those are.
Good.
Yes. And if you have any more troubles with him, send him round to see me, eh? I'll soon put some moisture back in him.
Come.
Excuse me, Sir Gregory.
Oh, it's you, lad.
Yes. I just popped round to tell you that I've delivered that report to the Ministry of Health.
Good. You seem to have got through without your usual bungling.
You're very kind, Sir Gregory.
Yes. Well, now I have another task for you as you're here. You're to go down to Epsom at once and take down my jockey's new silks.
Take down your jockey's what, Sir Gregory?
His silks. His new shirt for the 2:30. My colours, you see, purple and puce.
Oh, yes. That is your colour, isn't it?
My racing colours, man.
Oh, I see there's a slogan printed on the shirt. They're off. Go with Sir Gregory.
Yes. Well, since they've allowed sponsorship on jockey silks, I thought I'd introduce my own touch of humour. Nothing like a touch of humour, eh?
No, Sir Gregory, nothing like...
Oh, and something else to deliver in Epsom. Embrocation for the horse's legs.
Embrocation? Oh, I see.
I put it in this facility box here, and the jockey's soaked in that one, to avoid any possible confusion, you see.
Good thinking, Sir Gregory.
Now get off to Epsom at once and give these things to my trainer, O'Toole, and... I'll be down in a moment to collect Miss Bentwater's, night garment.
Oh, yes, of course. It's her birthday today.
That's right. We're having a little celebration tonight. What a lucky girl she is to have a surprise on her birthday. Well, two surprises, as a matter of fact.
Yes, Mildred? I thought I'd better hang on until you got back to let you know what's going on. Where have you been, by the way?
Well, Mr. Lennox Brown was still a bit down, you know, so I took him up to the canteen and pressed him to a doughnut.
I see. Where is he now?
On his way back, sir. Only he has to take it slowly, you know.
Well, he should be all right now, though. Mr. Snethersraith gave me some stuff to put him right. It's in that box over there.
Blimey, which box? Oh, my goodness me. There are so many, the place is beginning to look like a left luggage office.
Oh, that's why I waited for you. I put everything relevant in the facility boxes so there won't be any mistakes.
I've heard that before.
These two here I've got to take with me to Epsom. One's got the jockey silks, and the other's something Sir Gregory wants to give to the horse.
And these others?
Oh, that one's got Miss Bentwater's... the thing that Sir Gregory's going to give to Miss Bentwater.
Eh? It's in a box?
Yes, it is, of course. We put it in there for safekeeping. And that other box has got the stuff for Mr. Lennox Brown from Mr. Snethersraith.
Right here then, Mr. Lamb.
Then that's it. Oh, well, must dash. I've got to get these things to Sir Gregory's trainer. See you later.
Blimey, the way he's dashing about, he'll bump into himself in the passage.
Great taste in the morning. Great taste in the morning. Kellogg's has the great taste going to get you up and winning. Vitamins and iron to make such a fine beginning.
A sunny, healthy day starts with Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Succulent raisin. raisins and healthy golden bran. Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Folks call it the sunniest bran under the sun.
Great taste in the morning. Kellogg's. Great taste in the morning.
When the day has made too many demands, created too many worries, don't let an agonizing headache get the better of you. Take Dolarol. Dolarol is specially formulated with paracetamol to give you the pain relief you need to keep going. It soothes away pain quickly and completely. Soothe away throbbing headaches with Dolarol.
That did me a lot of good, Mildred. Gave me enough strength to press the button for the lift.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Lennox Brown. You'll be all right now. Mr. Lamb's brought you some stuff from his health club.
Good. If it'll help me, I'll face anything.
Ah, Lennox Brown.
I'd rather not face that face, though.
Oh, yes, yeah. Come in, Sir Gregory, and do sit down, if I may be so bold.
Thank you. No, I haven't time. Just dropped in to collect Miss Bentwater's, thing.
Oh, it's in that box, Sir Gregory.
This one.
Mr. Lamb showed me which one it is.
Oh, good. Thank you. Daphne's in for a little surprise when she opens this. That saucy little minx.
Oh, well, only one box left, Mr. Lennox Brown. And that's the stuff that Mr. Lamb brought you.
Yeah, good. Well, open it up, Mildred. We'll give it a try. What is it, do you think? Medicine? Pills?
Oh, I don't know. He just said it would put you right. Ah, here we are. Oh, it's a jar of something. The label says, rub well into the legs.
Legs?
I suppose it must be some sort of embarkation cream. That's like my granddad used when he had a housemaid's knee.
Yes, well, better do as it says. Rub it on for me, please, would you, Mildred? You're nearer my legs than I am.
Right, then. Here we go.
Hold on just a minute.
Yes?
Let me roll up my trouser legs first, please.
Sorry, right. Are you ready now?
Yes, all right. Carry on.
I'll put quite a lot on, shall I?
Yeah, yes, all right, yes.
There. Now I'll rub it well in.
Yes, all right, yes.
Like this.
Oh! Oh! Oh, my legs are burning! Help! My legs are on fire! Help!
No, not Mr. Lennox.
Yes, they are.
Calm down.
Oh, misery.
If it hurts, it shows it's doing you some good.
Oh, my legs are scorched, I tell you.
I'm sure you ought to keep still. It won't do you much good hopping around the office like that.
It's agony, Mildred, really.
Never mind. You should sit quietly, because it says on the label, for half an hour after the application, there should be no galloping. So stop galloping about, Mr.
Lennox. There should be no what?
No galloping or cantering. And it says, use damp sponge to wipe sweat from rump. What? It says keep him stable for... this is for the horse, isn't it?
Grief, no wonder my legs are burning. Mildred, you silly girl.
Oh, you'll be all right, though, because it says here you can have your oats as usual tonight.
Mildred, why have you put horse liniment on my legs, really?
Well, it's not my fault. Mr. Lamb must have taken the wrong box to Epsom.
Oh, glory. I might have guessed he'd be at the bottom of this. Where is he?
Oh, he'll be at the race course by now. I had to take some stuff to Sir Gregory's trainer.
Some stuff? Like horse liniment, I suppose.
Aye, he went... Oh, blimey. If we've got the horse liniment, what's he taken to Epsom?
Everything under control, Mr. O'Toole?
Oh, the jabbers.
It's never been better at all, at all, at all, at all, at all. I've just been after dealing with the boxes you brought, so I have, I have.
I must say, I say, you Scots are awfully efficient. You gave the jockey his silks?
Oh, so and I did, Grigori. And I gave him the box of pills for the horse.
Oh, good, Pills? Did you say pills?
Sure, that's right. Brown and white pills they were.
But the horse was supposed to have embrocation. Those pills were for Mr. Lennox Brown.
Were they, no? Well, I doubt if you'll get them now. Oh. But the horse swallowed the lot, you see.
The horse swallowed the lot? Those are energy pills.
Yeah.
The dose is 2 a day. And the horse has swallowed 500.
Oh, sure, and don't be worried at all, at all, Mr. Lamb.
Don't be worried, yeah. Don't be worried,
yeah. No, it could make the horse a bit lively, to be sure. But our jockey can handle her. Rod McQueen's the toughest in the business, so he is. A real hard man is Rod McQueen. I hear he comes now.
Well, honestly, I'm furious. So furious I could spit. Honestly.
Oh, dear. You're cross, aren't you, Mr. McQueen?
Well, wouldn't you be, ducky? A mean. New silks I'm supposed to have. Purple and puce with big butch sleeves. So, honestly, I open the box and what do you think I find? This! I ask you!
Yes, well, you see, it's there's been a slight error. You see,
I'll say there has. Just like a perishing nightdress. A woman's nightdress. Honestly, what do you take me for?
Well, I...
It's an insult, I'll tell you. I've never been so insulted in all my life. I'm not wearing this, I can tell you. And I'll never ride again for old Podgy Pitkin, so there.
Not ride, is it? But you must ride. There's no one else able to ride at all, at all, at all.
Yes, yes, of course. Come on, Mr. McQueen, don't be so temperamental.
Temperamental? I like that. I may be in a temper, but you're the one that's mental. Honestly, I'm off and see if I care. Ooh, what an insult. A nightdress, indeed.
Well, Mr. Lamb, you've upset him now, have you not? Good joke at him now. Gone altogether.
Yes, so who's going to ride Little Rayburn?
Oh, it's good of you to volunteer.
But I didn't, and I can't. The only horse I've ever been on was a roundabout. And when it started up, I fell off.
Well, you know, but it's good to know you've had some experience. Well, you don't have to win as long as you get a place. Second will do.
What? No, no, I can't do it, Mr. O'Toole. In fact, I won't do it.
Sir Gregory wants his horse to run at all costs. I'd not like to be in your shoes if he heard you refuse, you know.
Oh, all right, then. Lucky I brought my cycle clips. But will Little Raver be able to run after all those pills?
And here are today's sporting results, read by Mortimer Thripp. First, racing. There were amazing scenes at Epsom this afternoon when the 2:30 race produced one of the biggest shocks of the racing season. Over now to our man on the spot, our new racing commentator, Mr. Harry Lyle, Mr. Hubbaway, Mr. Spoonie said. Over to our new racing commentator.
Thanking you very kindly. The name is being actually Rampasad Harry by Spoonie Lyle V. Mukherjee at your service, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Swift. Well, we were recording the commentary from halfway through the racing, listener. Well, here we go. And as they approach the final stage, it is still being anybody's guess who is going to be winning the Vienna Stakes, third division. Daddy Green is neck and neck with Miss World. Ooh. And Model Girls a little behind. But now, there's a late challenger being coming out from nowhere. My goodness, it is being Little Raver. Little Raven was seeming to be having lost her chancing when she was starting off in the wrong direction at the beginning time. And she was riding into the refreshment tent. Well, now she's out of the refreshment tent with a big mouthful of egg sandwiches. And her jockey fellow is having a tea urn on his head. Just trying to be, he's being Mr. Richard Lamb. This is a new jockey fellow to me, this man. It seems as if he's being almost new to the horse racing, too. Oh. seems as if he's been wearing a short blue nighting dress. But my word, Dumont, little Ray's are simply scorching along. I've never been seeing a horsing so full of energy like this. She's been coming through very fast on the railing. And now she's jumping down off the railings, and she's in the lead. Yes, little Raver's out in front. Oh, she's being way out in front. Yes, she's even being fine time to turn around and blow the raspberries at her horse. Oh, she's only going. Yes, is she coming now after the winning post? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a little Raven. She's being winning. She's winning. Oh, it's a phenomenal pricing of 200 to 1. Yes, she's won. And now... Oh, this is being very funny. As you know, instead of stopping and going into the paddock and to the winning enclosure, she's accelerating away through the entrance. Great heavens above, she's been going.
Thank you very much, Mr. Muckabee. To continue, as well as the 2:30 at Epsom, Little Raver and Richard Lamb went on to win the 3 o'clock at Ascot and the 4 o'clock at Brighton. Apparently, there is to be a steward's inquiry at all three courses.
Paul Revere toasted. Now the fastest growing king-size American blend cigarette. The reason? Simply this. Good tobaccos mean good taste. And Paul Revere is blended by experts to give you a smoke that's rich in flavor, big on taste. Try them. You'll like them. Paul Revere toasted, the pride of tobaccos.
Die OK februari landwijde verkopen wat komende dinsdag begin. Met duizenden winstkopies in alle afdelings. Kleren zoals halflengte nylon onderrokken voor dames slechts €1.30. Groot toestellen zoals een Kelvinator 3 kilogram tuimeldroer. Geen slechts €199 exclusief. Alles in die OK februari landwijde verkopen wat komende dinsdag begin.
Now, but how could you do such a thing, number two? Horse liniment, all the way down from my knees to my ankles.
I'm terribly sorry, number one. I made a boo.
I've never known such heat. I spent all night with my legs hanging out of the window. Really, I could murder you.
Well, at least Sir Gregory will be pleased I won the race.
Where is he? Where's that half-hearted apology for a human being?
Yeah. Did you want to see me, Sir Gregory?
Damn, if I never saw you again, it'd be far too soon.
But Sir Gregory, I won that race for you.
On a horse so full of pills, it's still rattling, you fool. Not only was Little Raver disqualified, I've been banned from racing. I'm disgraced. I'm ruined.
But apart from that, Sir Gregory, is everything all right?
No, Lennox Brown, everything's all wrong. Yesterday was Miss Bentquarter's birthday, right?
Oh, yes, yes, and you took a box from this office to her.
Yes, it was supposed to have contained her night attire.
That's right, yes. Was there something wrong?
Something wrong. She put the article of clothing on that was in the box and saw what was written on the chest. They're off. Go with Sir Gregory.
Oh, dear. Was she upset? How did she strike you?
Right between the eyes with a clothes brush. Very painful. I brought the brush along with me to the other place.
Full of energy as the men for the Ministry tonight with John Simpson and Roger Service. Coming in last from Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed and Tom Mears.
Script by Edward Taylor and John Graham with adaptation and production by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the Ministry.